Amy, on this podcast, we try to always offer useful takeaways. And if you learn nothing else from us, learn this useful parenting lesson by Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 are the ultimate parent hack, the best diaper to use as soon as your baby starts standing or walking. Instead of ordinary diaper tabs, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your wild child.
Pampers Cruisers 360 makes it so easy to change your baby. Who probably doesn't stop moving just because they need a diaper changed? Just slide on to apply and away they go.
And fear not, parents. Pampers Cruisers 360 offers an up to 100% leak-free fit. And they just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we say more?
For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupons, savings, and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value.
Welcome to Ask Margaret from What Fresh Hell, Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, answering your parenting dilemmas one question at a time. Today's question comes from Carrie, who says, how do you handle it when one partner is not a good disciplinarian? My husband is caring and involved, definitely not the type to do badly just so I have to do everything. Problem is, he has a really difficult time keeping our five-year-old in line, which means that anything he's in charge of with her turns into a huge struggle that's frustrating for everyone involved. He is in charge of bedtime for her. She does all kinds of things to avoid going to sleep, which is understandable, but he doesn't seem to be able to handle it and can't actually get her to sleep. For example, tonight I asked her to have the lights out an hour ago, which she did, and then a half an hour later, she was out of bed playing and he told her she could play for 5 more minutes instead of putting her back in bed. It's now an hour later and they're currently in the bathroom arguing about whether she's going to wipe herself. I don't know what to do in situations like this. If I step in, he won't figure out how to do it himself, but he also doesn't seem to be learning how to handle her. Carrie asked this question in our Facebook group and got so much good advice there that she's probably already solved this problem and dilemma for herself, but I thought I would do it as a question of the week because I feel like a lot of people struggle with this on two levels. First thing is bedtime struggles are handleable and fixable, but I'm going to go to my premier rule here, which is no conversations about parenting are allowed when parenting is going on with your spouse. So that means you are not allowed to correct or address the way your spouse is parenting while they are in the process of doing so. So like, don't let her get away with that. Stop that. Don't let her do that. Come on, tell her it's 5 more minutes, whatever it is. What you do instead is that you have a frustrating overhearing of this hour-long dilemma. And then later at a calmer time, you say, you know, I feel like bedtime is getting a little out of control. And so what I would like to do is like, let's go on YouTube. I know there are some old episodes of Super Nanny on there. Let's look up 4 episodes of Super Nanny and really concentrate on the bedtime routine because that's something she's really good at. And so let's get this bedtime thing under control together. And you know, you can always, it's always helpful with your kids and your spouse to include yourself a little bit in this. Like, this is always a problem for all of us. So let's just tackle this. You don't have to say like, you stink at this and that's why we're going to do it. You can think it in your mind, but just don't say that part out loud. So you are addressing parenting problems out of the heat of the moment in a calmer time. This is something we say about kids' tantrums too, right? In the moment, you're just going to blank face the situation and let the situation calm down. But then later with a child, you might go back and say, you know what? That's really not how we behave when we don't get what we want. Because when they're in red brain, they are not able to accept information. And your spouse is the same way. And I am the same way. My husband will sometimes be like, do you want me to? And I'm like, I'm not available to learn right now. Could you please keep your opinions to yourself? And so we have decided that revisiting problems at a later date. And there is so much stuff. I recommend Super Nanny. She's got the bedtime thing down. And then start making simple rules around it. Let's both try to, again, this is probably only him doing it. Let's both try to only say things twice. Let's both try to set 20 minutes as the absolute limit of a bedtime interaction and keep it to that. And let's get some books and let's watch some episodes about how to make those things happen. There, I'm not going to go into like how to shut down the bedtime craziness, because so many people have done that and that work is out there. Find it, watch it together, and then you're going to solve this problem at a calmer time and you're not going to address it. And the other thing I want to say, because this is something that comes up for me a lot and it comes up on the podcast, watch your story. So how do you handle it when one partner is not good at discipline is the story that you currently have about your partner. And that may be a true story, but you're going to work on that story, and then I want you to allow that story to change. So I will sometimes say, like, I always have to be the bad guy and my husband gets away with being the fun one. That's a story that is often true in my house, but it's something that my husband has worked on because he knows it bothers me. And I have to remember to let that story change so that I am not constantly looking for evidence that my husband is always the fun one and he's not strict enough with the kids. And so I don't know where you stand with that, but it's something I put in your path as you start working on this with your husband. Allow the story to change and do not let the story always be like, it is inevitable that my partner is not a good disciplinarian, therefore he is not getting better at this. Find the solution and then help him, guide him towards being a better disciplinarian, or figure it out together, and then allow him to have some ownership of it. And then we do lots of positive praise. I can't believe it. You just went upstairs and put her down and you were back downstairs in 20 minutes. Amazing. Great job. And then, like, he is a good disciplinarian and he has that card to use, and allow that to be true. And I know you got tons of good advice, Carrie, in the Facebook group. So I hope that helps in addition, and hope it helps some people who maybe did not see that thread. If you did not see that thread, it might be because you're not in our Facebook group, which you should come join at facebook.com/whatfreshhellcast. And if you have a question for myself or Amy that you would like to hear answered on the show, you can send them to questions@whatfreshhellpodcast.com, and you may hear your question on an upcoming episode. Thanks for listening.
Oh, hey, everybody.
It's us, Blair and Molly, your old pals from Toddler Purgatory. Two moms who are also actors, who are also creative beings, who sometimes feel stuck.
And this is our new podcast, Unsticking It with Blair and Molly. What happens when your creative spark just seems to disappear? Gone.
Poof.
Bye.
See ya.
What happens when life gets in the way of your creativity instead of nourishing it? That's what happened to Molly and me. We felt like the thing that drove us creatively stopped working, and impending doom had in fact impended.
Totally. So we decided to do something about it. And that was steal ideas about getting unstuck from the most creative people we can find. We talk to guests about how to break through the mucky, gluey, sticky wall that can get between you and your creativity. We hear about their journeys, their successes, their challenges, and even their bougie coffee shop orders.
And we're not just talking Bob Ross type paint on paper artists here, though we talk to them too. We're talking to actors, creative directors, dancers, and people who are working hard to be their best creative selves in a world that can sometimes feel real uncreative.
We all have something to teach each other, so let's steal their ideas together.
Join us, won't you, as we deep dive into how to unstick ourselves from the life gunk that can get in the way of our creative freedom. Pandemics, school calendars,
world events, lack of sleep. Oh, get out of their life gunk.
And let's get back to your best creative self. Subscribe to Unsticking It with Blair and Molly.
You're not going to want to miss an episode.
Unsticking It with Blair and Molly, because sometimes life sucks. Unsticking it.
When it comes to raising kids, there's so much to consider. Things like, what do we feed them? When do we feed them? How do they sleep? What does it look like to raise kind kids? How does their nervous system work? How do I keep myself calm? What are my triggers? There's so much that comes into play, and we are distilling all of that information for you at Voices of Your Village podcast, where we bring experts in the field of early childhood and education and psychology and across the board, so that you don't have to comb the internet for information. You get to show up and hang out and have shame-free, judgment-free conversations and insights into what it looks like to raise kind, empathetic, emotionally intelligent humans. I'm Alyssa Blask Campbell. I have a master's degree in early childhood education. I'm a mom of two, and I am walking this journey right alongside you doing this work. Come hang out with me at Voices of Your Village, and we can dive into real conversations with actionable tips.